Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 110. The Gemara is talking about a lot of remedies from the realm of the aspect of the sages, getting their ideas from throughout the Torah, throughout the inspiration Hashem gave them. Many different ideas, many different remedies and ideas of how to help people throughout the different situations here in the Gemara. So the Gemara talks about a situation involving a snake, a person against whom a snake is enraged. If he has a companion with him, he should ride on the companion for a distance of 4 amos to break the track of his footsteps so that the snake will be unable to smell them, as Rashi points out. And if not, if he's not able to go, if that's not practical or ineffective, he should jump over a ditch of water. And if not, he should cross a river. At night, he should mount his bed on 4 barrels, and he should sleep under the stars. Also, he should bring 4 cats, tie them to the legs of his bed. He should bring twigs and cast them there on the floor around his bed, so that when the cats hear the sound of the snake, they will eat it. And similarly, a person who is being pursued by a snake should run in sandy terrain. So this idea of the snake, which cannot move swiftly there and it will turn back, as Rashi points out, the idea of the snake is that the snake is reminiscent and resembles the idea of the Yetzer Hara. You know, you think about the story in Bereishis all the way in the beginning in Gan Eden. The snake was an actual physical being, probably, but it turned into the symbol of evil, turned into the symbol of the Yetzer Hara, of the evil inclination, because he wanted to get those first man and woman to sin. So the Gemara here talks about if the snake is pursuing you, you have to run away from him. It's reminiscent of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara wants to bring us down, wants to get us, wants to trudge us down in the dirt every single day. Even if he gets us, Sheva Yipol Tzad Vikam, one of our favorite phrases, you still have to get up and try again. But what you should do is you should run from him, flee from him as fast as possible, as much as possible. And if the Yetzer Hara is trying to fight you, you bring him to the study hall, or you drag him through Torah. Torah is the best antidote for whatever it is. And you bring him to the study hall, and you bring him to Torah so that you could take him down. Because the best way to be a warrior in the army of Hashem, the best way to fight the good fight for the army of Hashem, is to use Torah as your sword, Torah as your shield. Torah is like a magin. We say magin avos, like magin Avraham, as Hashem is. But with the Torah, that's the way to use the shield to protect ourselves and to battle the Yetzer Hara every day, because he wants to get us down every single day. So remember that tidbit, as the Gemara proves to us with many different remedies, especially against the snake, which can be reminiscent of the Yetzer Hara. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 111 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.